Hi, Bridget. This is Scott from Juno Afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I bet you're pretty busy.
I am not bored, that's for sure.
Well, thanks for taking time to be on KTOO's Juno Afternoon here today. We thought we'd check in with the school district. I think we all know that we're in the midst of school closures, but there's still a lot of work being done on your part to get food to children and just sort of have you outline what's going on.
Sure. So let's start with the food. You're right. We have had a lot of people in the district today working, getting things prepared and ready for kids and families. So on the food front, we were really happy to be in a position to be serving meals today, even though the notice of the closure came very late on Friday. And we had a successful first round of that today. We basically have grab-and-go lunch bags, one for breakfast, one for lunch. And today, even the very first day, we had almost 300 students served, both breakfast and lunch. So we served almost 600 meals today. We plan on that number going up tomorrow and throughout the week. We've made a few changes. We're getting the word out the best we can. We're using Facebook. I'm really happy to have a chance on the radio today to share it. We're pushing it out in the Empire and everywhere possible so that families know. These meals are available to any student in the district, and we do have a few guidelines that we have to follow to make this happen, but it is open to any student and any Head Start student. Starting tomorrow, all the sites that are open for food will be open from 8 to 11, and those sites are Gastineau Elementary School, Harborview, Desantakahini, Riverbend, Glacier Valley, and Floyd Dryden. So those are the sites tomorrow, 8 to 11. We do have one change to that, and that is Gastineau. That will be only 8 to 10 because the last hour we're going to drive over to Cedar Park and deliver meals for the last hour right there at Cedar Park. So these are really good lunch bags and breakfast bags, and so we're hoping to find even more students that we can deliver these to tomorrow.
All right. So, again, 600 meals you said today.
Yep, just shy of 600 meals that we served, and we believe tomorrow we're going to be distributing more. We do need the students to come to the distribution sites, but anybody from any school can go to these sites. So it doesn't have to be your site. Any student can come to any of these sites of distribution. We have them posted on web pages. It's on Facebook. Again, those are Gastineau Elementary, Harborview, Desantakahini, Riverbend, Glacier Valley, and Floyd Dryden.
And did you mention that the student has to be present to receive the food?
Correct. Right now, we're able to do this based on some federal food guidelines, and that's one of the requirements. We're working hard to get that changed, and we have a waiver in, but we have to wait for that waiver to come back. So we're hoping to get that, and as soon as we do, we'll communicate that out so families know what the expectations are. But we're really excited to be able to provide this to all students, not just those students who are on our free and reduced program. So this is open to all students. The other thing we're working on related to food is over spring break. So this same service will be available during spring break next week, which is not something we normally do, but we're going to keep it running. We also provide a few families what we call backpack food bags during breaks that the families in need. And we're ramping that up. We're have some partners working with us, and we'll have more information out on that. But we're going to be able to get that running by the end of this week as well.
All right. I noticed your list of schools included elementary schools and middle schools. Do high school students also utilize this program?
Yes, high school students are eligible. Every student is eligible to pick up breakfast and lunch. They just need to go to one of these sites to get it.
Okay. Okay. Can you give us the list of those schools once more, please? And this, you know,
absolutely,
it's going to be all week. Right,
yes, absolutely. Next. And we will make sure that we're communicating any changes to this. But for tomorrow, Gastineau Elementary is between 8 and 10. And then we will be over at Cedar Park Apartments between 10 and 11. All these other sites are 8 to 11. Harborview, Desantakahini, Riverbend, Glacier Valley, and Floyd Dryden.
Okay. What's the scene like at one of these schools, maybe Harborview, for example? Where do people actually pick up the lunches?
Great question. So at each of these sites, you're going to see a First Student school bus sitting right out in front. And First Student is partnering with us to help man these distribution sites. And so you just go right up to the school bus, and they will get you your meals. They'll take the student's name and get you the meals. So we're using we're making these meals really early in the morning so that we have them ready to go by 8 o'clock. But go to each of these sites, look for the school bus, and they will help you out.
Okay, and this will be going into next week, which is spring break as well. And then we should check in with you sometime maybe next week, Superintendent Weiss, to see what the future looks like.
Absolutely. We're taking this sort of one step at a time, and that's what our employees this week are all working really hard on preparing and on different ways that we can support kids and families if we do end up in a longer closure. So I saw lots of great activity today as I got into some schools where teachers and paras were working together, creating some activities and looking at different ways that they could continue to reach out to families to support them. This type of a closure is unsettling for many, and so we're looking for all different ways that we can provide support.
Okay. I also understand that you have an event on Thursday. You want to tell us about that?
Yes, indeed. We have a regularly scheduled special board meeting on our budget, on our FY21 budget that is scheduled for Monday. We are looking at a couple different options. One, how can we get testimony and input into that meeting with the restrictions that are the guidelines are around restriction and social distancing. We also may postpone it until next week. So we're going to have the answers to that by tomorrow. We're hoping by midday tomorrow that we can start sharing that out. But we definitely want to prioritize input. It is about next year's budget. We have an email that we keep running. It's called budgetinput@junoschools.org. So people can at any time email input around the budget to that. It's budgetinput@junoschools.org. We also are working on maybe having a phone line available where people could call in for testimony on Thursday. And so things are changing so rapidly, we're just not sure exactly how we're going to manage it or if we want to postpone it until next week. So that's the direction that we're headed right now.
All right. Well, keep us in the loop here at KTOO, and we'll try and get the word out here as well.
Sounds great. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Juneau School District Superintendent Bridget Weiss here on the phone. Superintendent Weiss, is there anything else you'd like to add to our listeners today?
I think just thank you for their patience as we work through this. And if they have questions or individual needs, to contact their individual school this week, and we will get them the answer. We really are looking at all different ways to support. So if they have questions, call their individual schools, and we'll make sure and get them answers.
All right, Superintendent Weiss, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you very much.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself,